Deuteronomy today. All right. First off, can I have the next slide? I want a show of hands. Okay, show of hands. Who recognizes the character in this picture? Show of hands. Really? Let me pick someone really young. Gabriel, who is this? Oh, Bao Qingtian. Oh, I didn't know his generation also knows. So that's right. This is the infamous Justice Bao. Now this picture that you see came from the Taiwanese version of the drama series that's based on Justice Bao. In one of the talk shows, I heard this story shared by an actor.
在一个访谈节目, 有个演员分享了这个故事。
It says that there's a TV network and they intended to screen a drama series.
有一个电台, 它想上映一部连续剧,
but there was some delay in the filming.
不过拍戏有点延误。
So they needed some buffer time before that series can be screened.
所以他们需要一点缓冲的时间。
Now this drama series on Justice Bao was intended to be that buffer program.
而这部包青天的连续剧就是那部用来填补缓冲时间的节目。
So the original plan is perhaps to provide a few more weeks of filming so that the actual drama series have time to be filmed and eventually screened.
原本的计划就是这部连续剧可以提供几个星期的拍戏的时间，让原本的那部连续剧可以上映。
Now that few weeks of buffer time eventually became 1 year.
那几个星期的缓冲时间变成了一年的时间。
What happened to the original plan?
原来的计划发生了什么事呢?
Well, when Justice Bao was screened, it became incredibly popular.
原来包青天一上映就非常的受欢迎。
And the network executives saw the ratings, well, they naturally decided to extend the whole this drama series instead.
电台看到了收视率,
and with the extension, then came further extension, and it eventually evolved into a 236 episode series lasting almost a year.
延长了又延长, 就化成为了一个236集的连续剧, 播放长达一年。
And if you include all the later sequels, they add up to more than 700 episodes.
如果你连往后的续集呢, 继续加起来的话, 就超过700多集。
Now the original drama series that was supposed to be screened eventually was dropped into another time slot instead.
那原本要上映的连续剧呢, 最终沦落到其他的时段。
Now there are many reasons for the success of this drama series Justice Bao.
这个包青天这个连续剧受欢迎的原因有很多。
Some will say, oh, it's because of the very dramatic storyline.
有人就会归功于扣人心弦的剧情。
Or maybe others will say, no, it was the very good acting of all these actors.
其他人会说是精湛的演技。
But I believe that one major reason actually lies in our innate resonance with the characterization of this Justice Bao.
不过我相信主要的一个原因呢, 来自我们对于包青天这个人物的共鸣。
Now Justice Bao does not have the biggest strength.
包青天没有最强的武力。
That will be, Zhan Zhao.
那是展昭。
No, Justice Bao does not have the quickest mind.
包青天没有最敏锐的智力。
That will be me. No. That will be 公孙策, okay.
那就是公孙策。
Now they are both his able assistants.
他们两个都是他的得力助手。
But the greatest attribute of this Justice Bao was actually his impeccable heart of courage.
但是包青天最大的特点呢, 是他永不退缩, 不畏强权的心。
Now in a society that is separated by the Confucius categories, classes of scholars, peasants, artisans, merchants,
在一个划分为, 士, 农, 工商的阶层社会,
Justice Bao was unafraid to judge over anyone.
包青天不怕审判任何人,
whether it's a royal officials or you are a wealthy landowner, anyone.
不论是皇亲贵戚还是富豪的员外。
Now Justice Bao therefore became a symbol of righteousness because he's willing to give a fair hearing to all, whether you are rich or poor or whatever background you have.
包青天成为了正义的象征, 因为他愿意公平的审讯, 无论是贵贱, 无论背景。
The only bias he has is when you have a death sentence.
也许唯一的偏心是判死刑的时候。
And then you get a dog's head, a guillotine, if you are a commoner.
平民是狗头展。
And then if you are government official, then you get a tiger's head guillotine. And if you are a royal one, then you get a dragon's head.
官员是虎头展，而皇族是龙头展。
That is his only bias.
这是他唯一的偏心。
But I believe this drama series is popular because we all yearn for all this kind of very idealized justice in this imperfect world.
所以剧集呢，之所以受欢迎，是因为我们都向往这个不完美的世界里面看到一个如此理想的公义。
And so the degree of corruption may vary depend on where you are in the world today.
如今官府贪污的程度呢，取决于你在什么国家。
But even in the very least, even if you say we are the least corrupted country, who will have the absolute confidence to say that, oh, you will get an equal hearing no matter who you are?
不过就算是最清廉的国家，有谁能够有绝对的把握说无论你是任何人都能得到平等的审讯呢？
Because some might still say, well, if you can afford the better lawyers or if you have better political connections, maybe you have an advantage.
有人也许会觉得有谁能付得起更好的律师或者有更好的政治关系就会有审讯的优势。
So justice bow is popular because it represents our wish for such a heroic figure, you know, justice for all.
包青天的魅力在于他反映了我们对于这样的英雄人物的盼望。
Now in our passage today, we read Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 18 onwards.
今天的经文我们从《生命记》十六章开始读。
It says, appoint judges and officials for each of your tribes in every town your Lord your God is giving you, and they shall judge the people fairly.
第十八节，你要在耶和华你神所赐的各城里，按着各支派设立审判官和官长，他们必按公义的审判判断百姓。
Do not pervert justice or show partiality.
不可屈枉正直，不可看人的外貌。
Do not accept a bribe, for a bribe will blind the eyes of the wise and twist the words of the innocent.
也不可受贿赂，因为贿赂能叫智慧人的眼变瞎了。
Follow justice and justice alone, so that you may live and possess the land the Lord your God is giving you.
你要追求至公至义，好叫你存活，承受耶和华你神所赐你的地。
Now today's topic is on the judicial system.
今天的主题是司法制度。
For the past 2 months, our study of the laws of Deuteronomy has focused mainly on the first four commandments, which is our relationship with God.
过去两个月，我们研读的《生命记》的律法，着重于十诫的前面四诫。就是我们与神的关系。
And so we talk about our worship, we talk about other idols.
我们谈到我们的敬拜，谈到其他偶像。
We talk about what is holiness, we talk about our holy days.
我们谈到什么是圣节，什么是圣日。
Now we are moving on to our relationship with one another.
我们现在要进入谈谈我们的彼此的关系。
And very interestingly, this segment actually begins with the judicial system.Because the judicial system is actually an elaboration of the commandment that concerns the honoring of parents.
这个环节以司法制度为起点，是因为它其实是在传述于孝敬父母的诫命。
And this honoring of parents is actually the primary and most basic form of acknowledgement of a concept of what is social order.
而孝敬父母呢，是对于社会秩序最基本的认可。
Parenthood, with all the responsibility and commitments of a family as the primary kin group, will establish the groundwork for a wider spectrum of authority and leadership that provides a structural backbone for the entire society as a whole.
父母作为承担家庭责任的模式，树立了社会中的领导层的根基。
And maybe this is why the Chinese will call our government officials our parental officials.
也许这是为什么华人称政府官员为父母官。
We acknowledge the need for order in our society, just as it is in our own families.
我们承认社会秩序的必要，正如在家里也是一样。
And this is seen in Deuteronomy, where the judicial system is first being mentioned in our relationship with one another.
而在《生命记》里，论到我们的彼此关系，也是以司法制度为先。
Now, it goes without saying that all these officials, they are appointed, they have to be capable in their work.
这些官员必须干练，是不用多说的。
And they have to be wise, diligent, good with listening, understanding, and so on. Yes, they have to.
他们必须睿智、勤奋、善于聆听、了解等等。
And anyone who have read any legal documents, you will realize that the ability to read through all these legal jargons and still stay awake, that's a special gift in itself.
读过法律文件的人必然发现, 如果你能够读过种种的法律术语而不睡着, 本身就是一门本领。
But Deuteronomy only mentions one criterion for appointing judges.
而生命记提及的设立判官只提出一个要求。
And that is that these judges have to be impartial.
审判官必须要公正。
And one way to achieve this, of course, is to not accept any bribes.
一个方法就是不收贿赂。
So, and when we read these verses, we say, yeah, this is very straightforward.
这些经文虽然很明显,
we say, yes, of course, the judges have to be fair and impartial.
审判官当然必须要公正、公平。
But we have to delve deeper today.
但是我们今天呢, 必须追根究底。
Why impartiality?
为什么要公正呢?
Why is impartiality the only listed criterion here?
为什么只单提起公正一个条件呢?
And it's the same with the Western ideal of what is justice.
这跟西方对于, 正义的也是一样的理想。
Lady Justice is a woman that is portrayed as a blind woman with a scale and a sword.
这个正义的女神的塑像呢, 是一个蒙着眼睛的女人, 手里拿着天平和利剑。
And the main characterization of Justice Bao is also about his impartiality.
包今天的特征呢, 也是他对于人的公正。
So why impartiality? Why impartiality is specially mentioned in Deuteronomy and also celebrated as an ideal, whether it is in the East or in the West?
为什么生命记呢, 特别提到公正, 而在东西方都以公正为理想。
I call this reason the challenge of impartiality.
我把它称为公正的挑战。
Impartiality is a challenge because a case is not a mathematical puzzle to be solved, but a case is always involving two human parties.
公正是一个挑战, 因为处理案件呢, 不像是在解决一个数学难题, 而总会牵涉到两方面的人。
Two human parties.
有两方面的人。
And this is where the challenge is.
这就是其中的挑战。
Because like it or not, there is always a connection between a human and another human being.
因为无论如何, 人与人之间总有微妙的关系。
And when you, for example, when you walk into a party, you know, you will always have this connection that, hey, there will be someone who you feel to be more approachable, someone who is a bit more like you, and so on.
当你走进一个聚会, 你其中一定会总是觉得有些是你比较会想亲近的人。
And therefore, unless you're really blind, like Ladies Justice, each party, each human party, will have an anchoring effect on your decision.
所以除非你像正义女神一样蒙了眼睛, 双方的人对你的判决呢, 会起一定的锚固作用。
Now what is anchoring effect?
锚固作用是什么?
Anchoring is a cognitive bias that describes this human tendency to rely too much on the first piece of information which, you know, therefore acts like an anchor in making your decision.
锚固作用呢, 是一个思虑上的偏差, 形容人做决定的时候, 常见的倾向, 对过于依赖作用像锚一样的首先讯息。
And when this anchor has been set, then all the rest of your judgment will be based on just making adjustments from this anchor.
当这锚已经定了下来, 过后的判断呢, 就以锚作为, 出发点而调整。
And therefore, there is also a bias, you know, that is made by this anchor because all the other informations will revolve, will be interpreted through this anchor. Now, the power of random anchors has been demonstrated in quite some unsettling ways.
这个锚固作用的威力呢, 展示出来的是会让人不安的。
A few German judges, each with more than 15 years of experience on the bench, they were gathered for the study.
有一个研究, 他找来了德国的法官, 他们都有超过15年的经验。
And each were being given a description of a woman who has been caught shoplifting.
他们先读一个偷窃的案情。
And then they were told to roll a pair of dice.
然后他们就抛一对骰子。
Now what they do not know was that actually these dice have been loaded such that you only come out either 3 or 9.
这个骰子因为有动过手脚, 所以呢, 只会出现3或9。
Now, as the moment when this die stop, then the German judge will have to decide whether they will give a prison sentence in terms of months, whether it will be more than the dice or less than the dice.
当这个骰子停止的时候，那个法官就必须决定判决的刑期呢是比骰子的数目多还是少。
And then after that, they will have to say out clearly, the number of months of prison sentence they will give for this shoplifter.
所以他们就要说明这个判决的刑期的数目。
Now, on average, those who wrote a 9 would sentence her to 8 months.
平均来说，那些骰子抛出9的，他们判决的刑期是八个月。
And those who wrote a 3 would sentence her to 5 months.
抛出三的人呢，就会判决刑期是五个月。
The anchoring effect was 50%.
这个研究测量出的锚固作用是50%。
This is the power of the anchoring effect.
这就是锚固作用的
力量。
力量。
And this is the challenge of impartiality.
这就是公正的挑战。
Because we as human beings, we have a natural affinity factor with another human being.
因为我们人面对另外一个人的时候，总有一个亲和性的指数。
Maybe it's someone with a friendly face.
可能某人的笑脸迎人。
Maybe someone with a respectable background.
可能某人有可敬的背景。
Or a victim of a crime that you feel very strongly about.
或者某人的遭遇是你很有意见的事。
Now that impression, this first impression that you have on both human parties of the case, will be the first information that you'll receive, that a judge will receive about a case.
面对于案件双方的人的印象呢，就是判官在处理案件的首先资讯。
And like it or not, this first impression will have an anchoring effect.
这个第一印象呢，会有锚固的作用。
And you can imagine if the result of a dice roll will have an anchoring effect on the eventual decision, how much more the anchoring effect on our connections with other human beings?
倘若一对骰子呢，都能对我们的判决引起锚固作用。那我们人与人之间的关系所引起的锚固作用岂不是更大吗？
This is the challenge of impartiality.
这就是公正的挑战。
Not accepting bribes is only the bare minimum towards achieving impartiality.
不收贿赂只是寻求公正的最基本的底线。
And going beyond the bare minimum, maybe we say that we might be sensible enough not to avoid siding with a friend or to avoid favoring the rich and powerful.
跨越底线呢，也许我们的明智会让我们避免袒护朋友或者攀权富贵。
But the biggest danger arises when we are complacent about our own fairness.
但最大的危机呢，是我们对于自己的公正正以为理所当然。
And the danger comes when we fail to detect this very subconscious anchoring effect that every human being will have on us.
我们会忽略观察这个每一个人对我们。都会有的潜意识的锚固作用。
That is the challenge of impartiality.
这就是公正的挑战。
So what can we do about this very dangerous effect that other human beings will have on us as a fellow human being?
我们应该怎么处理这个锚固作用？
Now there is a phrase that I like very much in verse 20.
我很喜欢二十节的一句话。
He says, "Follow justice and justice alone."
你们要追求。至公至义。
Now the Hebrew verb here, "theodof," is actually often translated as "follow" or "pursue." Some would use "follow," some would use "pursue."
这个动词 "theodof" 可以翻译成跟随或追求。
But I prefer the translation of the word "pursue" because it describes this chasing after that is meant by this word.
我喜欢追求这个词来翻译，因为它描述了这个字中的追逐的含义。
And justice is a target for us to pursue. We must chase after it.
公义呢是一个必须追逐的目标。
And you should know that you don't really have it unless you have really given it a good chase.
你如果不好好的追寻它，你就没有真正的得到它。
And in the chase, you have to first overcome your complacent thinking that you think that you are already very fair-minded.
在追逐中，你必须克服你自以为很公义的自满心。
And in the chase, you have to jump over all your various hurdles of different biases towards different people.
你必须跨越你种种偏心的门槛。
And you have to hunt down this very best verdict, and it's not the verdict that you think that is good enough.
你必须追捕到那个最佳的判决，而不是你认为已经够好的判决。
And this is the pursuit of justice.
这才是追求公义。
Because impartiality is not natural to us; it's not a natural human tendency.
因为公正不是自然的。
Partiality has to be overcome in order for justice to prevail.
必须克服偏心，才能让公义获胜。
But even knowing this, there is a limit to what is the to the effects of impartiality.
但公正的效用呢，也是有局限的。
There is a Chinese saying.
俗话说，
清官难断家务事。Yeah. Now what this means is that when it comes to family affairs, even the most impartial judge will cannot give a pleasing verdict to all sides.
这就是说，论到家庭纠纷，就算最公正的法官，他也不能让人人都满意。
So on one hand, yes, we have to strive towards justice.
所以一方面，我们追求公义。
And we try our best to be impartial.
我们尽所能公正。
But on the other hand, we have to acknowledge that there is a limit to what is the perception of fairness.
但是另一方面，我们要承认，对于最终是否公平的观感，会有一定的局限。
Because all cases involve humans, and this human element in the cases will make it sometimes impossible to please everyone.
因为案件的人为因素呢，有时是不可能都人人满意。
As a judge, we must take responsibility for giving, yes, I have to give one final verdict.
作为判官，我们要承担下达最后判决的责任。
And if you are one of the parties in a conflict, you have to learn to accept that there is a time for a final verdict, and that's it.
身为纠纷的一方，我们也要学习接受有最后判决的时刻。
And this is why when we read on in Deuteronomy chapter 17,
我们读到申命记十七章。
He says, if cases come before your courts that is too difficult for you to judge, whether it's bloodshed, lawsuits, assaults, you have to take it to the place the Lord your God will choose.
第八节，你城中若起了争讼的事，或因流血，或因争竞，或因殴打，是你难断的案件，你就当起来往耶和华你神所选择的地方。
Go to the Levitical priest and to the judge who is in office at that time.
去见祭司利未人，并当时的审判官。
And inquire of them, and they will give you the verdict.
求问他们，他们必将判语指示你。
Now you must act accordingly to the decisions that they give you at the place the Lord your God will choose.
他们在耶和华所选择的地方指示你的判语，你必照着他们所指教你的一切话，谨守遵行。
Be careful to do everything they instruct you to do. And
要按他们所指教你的律法，照他们所断定的去行。
Act accordingly to whatever they teach you and the decisions that they give you.
他们所指示你的判语，你不可偏离左右。
Do not turn aside from what they tell you to the right or to the left. Anyone who shows contempt for the judge or for the priest who stands ministering there to the Lord your God will be put to death.
若有人善感不听从那势力在耶和华你神面前的祭司，或不听从审判官，那人就必致死。
You must purge the evil from Israel.
这样便将那恶从以色列中除掉。
And all the people will hear and be afraid and will not be contemptuous again.
众百姓都要听见害怕，不再善感行事。
Now this passage deals with two related issues of the judiciary.
经文处理两个相关司法制度的课题。
The issues of jurisdiction and of the contempt of court.
就是权限的问题，还有藐视法庭的问题。
Now the more complicated, therefore, are being the more complicated cases are being demarcated for the higher courts. They are somewhat like the modern high courts or the courts of appeal.
比较复杂的案件呢，就会划分到更高的法院，有如现今的高等法庭呢，或者上诉法庭。
Now here the Levitical priests are involved because these are cases that has to do with bloodshed and maybe they will need some sacrifices.
这里有祭司利未人的参与，因为血腥的案件需要献祭之类的事情。
And this is also set as the highest level of the judiciary.
这里也是司法制度的最高层。
Here the decisions are final, and anyone who shows contempt for the decision at this level will be heavily punished.
判决是最终的裁决，而藐视这层面的意决的人将会严厉的处罚。
Now the strong words that we have read.That is used here for the contempt of court may be quite shocking to some of us.
这里我们读到的关于藐视法庭的这个用词可能会很惊人。
But here we have to be clear about what is the goal of the judiciary system.
不过我们必须明白司法制度的目标。
The goal is peace in the community.
目标是为了群体的和平。
And therefore the verdict must be acknowledged to be fair, for the case.In order for the case to be fully resolved.
所以呢，判决必须得到公义的公认的公义，才能彻底的解决。
And this is very important because all cases, as we said, involve humans.
这点呢是非常的重要，因为案件呢都涉及到人。
And human vengeance and human retaliation, it will never end.
而人的报复呢和复仇是没完没了的。
It will never end unless there is a respect that is given to the judiciary that we say, yes, when the case is ended, it will be ended with a final verdict. That is it.
除非我们尊重司法制度，可以到一个终极的判决来了结这个案子。
Now, it may be impossible to please everyone, yes.
也许不可能满足每一个人。
But it's at least possible to force an understanding and mutual agreement and acknowledgement that say, yes, when the case is over, it is over.
但至少可以促使到一个彼此的了解与认可，就是案件结束了，就真的结束了。
Now, at the heart of this goal of peace is a true understanding of what it means to be living in the promised land.
在这个和平的目标的中心点呢，就存在着什么是生活在应许地的意义。
What does it mean to be living in the promised land?
活在应许地是什么意思呢？
It means to be living by God's grace.
就是活在神的恩典中。
And this is why they are reminded in our verses today.
所以在今天的经文里面提醒我们。
They are reminded that the tribes, you know, living in your towns, these are the towns that the Lord your God is giving you.
就是他们所住的这些城市呢，就是耶和华神所赐的各城市。
And when they were told to follow justice and justice alone, it's so that they can live and possess that the land the Lord your God is giving you.
就是要追求至公至义。就是要存活承受耶和华神所赐的地。
Living in the land means living by God's grace.
活在那个地就是活在神的恩典中。
And when you have this understanding that yes, I'm living by God's grace, you will also understand that therefore everything belongs to the Lord.
当你了解到你是活在神的恩典中，你就会了解你所拥有的都是属于神。
And this leads to acceptance, therefore that yes,Judgment also belongs to the Lord.
那自然就会接受到判决也是属于神。
Because sometimes when we complain about unfairness, this is unfair, it's not good enough, this is not just.
我们抱怨不公平的时候。
We complain because sometimes it's because we want everything to be in our favor, or we want things to be judged according to, no, my perspective is the best.
我们抱怨往往是因为我们要事事顺着自己的好处。或者我们觉得我们的观点是最好的。
But if we understand that yes, we are living by God's grace, everything belongs to the Lord.
但是如果我们知道我们是活在神的恩典中，一切属于神。
Everything belongs to the Lord, even our so-called rights, even our grievances belongs to the Lord.
甚至我们的权利和哀怨都属于神。
Then we can find peace in the Lord.
那我们就可以在主里面找到平安。
So the Levitical priests here in this courtThey represent our mediator to say, yes, we are here to seek God's justice.
祭司利未人扮演着向神伸冤的中介。
But these Levitical priests are also there to pronounce a final verdict of God's judgment and say, yes, this is it, this is over.
但也扮演着审判神的终极判决的这个角色。
And this acceptance of the judgment is important. Acceptance that, yes, this is it.This is over. This is important.
接受判决才能彼此
Because the acceptance of this judgment is what will bring peace with one another.
接受判决是最重要的，因为它能使我们彼此和睦。
And it's also the acceptance of this judgment that brings us peace with God.
接受判决也使我们与神和睦。
And so when we return to the fifth commandment, remember this is an elaboration of the fifth commandment.
我们回到第十诫中的第五诫。
We see that this goal of the peace and life in the promised land was there all along.
我们发现原来这个和平与生命的目标早已经表明。
And the commandment says, honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you.
那个第五诫说，当照耶和华你神所吩咐的孝敬父母。
Why? Because so that you may live long and it may go well with you in the land your God.Is giving you.
使你得福，并使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐你的地上得以长久。
So we do all this why? So that we may have life, so that we may live well, so that we are truly living by God's grace.
我们这么做是因为为了生命，为了 在神的恩典里面活着。
Now I wish to sum up by returning to the theme of this pursuit of justice.
我要回到这个公义的追求的主题来做个总结。
I know all of us, yes, we yearn for this very harmonious society. We want peace in our community.
我们都向往一个和睦的社会。
But first, it can only happen when we build this very strong system that protects the innocent as well that is punishing the guilty.
这唯有当我们建立一个保护无辜、惩罚罪犯的制度，才能发生。
And the judicial system that says that expounds and exudes this impartiality, it can only happen when each and every time there is this very sincere pursuit of justice. This is important.
然而，公正的司法制度呢，只有每一次都恳切的追求公义，才能发生。
But even though this pursuit, yes, it has to be earnest.But this pursuit cannot be relentless.
这个追求虽然是恳切的，却不能死缠烂打的。
It has to be earnest, but it cannot be relentless.
必须恳切，但不能死缠烂打。
Now, in the film Pursuit of Justice, maybe some of you have seen this before. Pursuit of Happiness.
在影片Pursuit of Happiness.
Now, Will Smith played this character, Christopher Gardner. He said this thing that I find very meaningful.
Will Smith 扮演的角色呢，他如此说。
He said, "It was right then that I started thinking about Thomas Jefferson and the Declaration of Independence."
就在那时，我想起独立宣言的话。
And Thomas Jefferson said this part, about we all have this right, you know, the indemnity right, the right to life, the right to liberty, and also the right to the pursuit of happiness.
关于人人不可剥夺的权利，其中包括生命权、自由权和追求幸福的权利。
And the character said, "I remember thinking about how did he know to put the pursuit part in inside."
我记得我想起他是怎么知道要放进这个追求这个部分。
You know that maybe happiness is not something that happiness is only something that we can pursue, but we can never actually have.
也许幸福只能追求，而不可能真正的拥有。
No matter what, how did Thomas Jefferson know that?
无论如何，他是怎么知道的呢？
And this is the take-home message for us today.
这就是今天要带回家的功课。
That it is the pursuit of justice that is important, and not the possession of justice for our self-satisfaction.
重点呢是在于这个追求，而不是为了满足自己。而要占有的所谓的公义。
Is there a difference between the pursuit of justice and the possession of justice?
追求公义跟占有公义有不同吗？
You know, there's people who say, "I want justice. I want justice. This is not fair. I must have justice."
有一些人会说，我一定要公正公正。
But when we look deeper, they just want justice in their own favor. They just want things to be judged according to their perspective.
但我们深入的看的时候，我们就发觉他们只需要的是事事顺着自己的好处。
This is possession of justice. This is not the pursuit of justice.
这是占有公义，而不是追求公义。
When we say we want to pursue justice, it is so that we can have justice because that is God's will.
当我们说我们要追求公义呢，就是为了是神的旨意。
Justice is not for your satisfaction. Justice is for the peace of the community.
公义呢，不是为了满足自己，而是为了群体的和平。
And this final judgment belongs to the Lord.
最终的判决属于神。
And our faithful acceptance of this justice is being served. This is also equally important.
而我们衷心的接受这个最后的裁决，也是同样的很重要的。
May all of us learn to pursue justice righteously, but never pursue justice self-righteously.
让我们学习追求公义，而不是自以为义的穷追不舍。
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you because you are the God of justice. As we call out to you, Lord, we pray that you bring peace upon this land.Lord, we look at the many struggles in the world. Even between Christians, we have much disagreement. We insist on our rights. We want our version of justice.
Lord, we humbly come before you and we ask for your forgiveness, but we also ask of your spirit of love to be with us. Teach us to pursue justice. Teach us to pursue your will, that we may have once again peace in this community, peace in this world. And all this pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.